Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Everybody just playing confident, playing sound football. Everybody trusting the man next to them to do their job. And when the play comes to you, make the play.
Patrick Queen on the Steelers' run defense that gave up 3.9 yards a carry against one of the better rushing attacks in the NFL. Jeff Hathorne was shivering over at Acrisure Stadium last night. He joins us now for the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report. Brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Get the Visa card, 5% cash back for every dollar spent through December 31st. Jeff, good morning to you. Thanks for staying up late and getting up early for us and talking to all those guys in the locker room. We'll start broad and then we'll narrow our focus, but just listening to Rodgers and Cam Hayward after the game, was it a little jubilation in that locker room? They starting to get a little confidence going, Jeff?
What do you know? That looked like, and I don't want people to overreact, but that looked like a good football team. Last night, you know, you sit there, you score at the end of the first half, you take the lead. And when the Steelers were good, like, they didn't blow out every team. Like, when they were winning Super Bowls, to the road to every Super Bowl wasn't a blowout win. But you take the lead into half. You come out first possession of the second half, 38-yard run, touchdown, it's 14-0. Then a three and out with the sack, touchdown on a Metcalf, like, get out of our way. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was like if we all played in a turkey bowl against Dorn, and Dorn was just like, whoosh, like, just get the hell out of my way. And then you get another three and out with the sack and a touchdown. And you're sitting at 28-3, and you're like, okay, like, this is how this is supposed to look. And not that Miami's the greatest team, but they had played well, and Steelers played a good football. They backed up a gutty performance on the road against your rival with a good game.
They sure did. They sure did. Impressive, in my opinion, because you know what the stakes are right now moving forward and, you know, where you could put yourself in a potential playoff race. Jeff, Kenneth Gainwell, 13 carries, 80 yards. He also had 7 receptions for 46 yards. Those are numbers like Jahmyr Gibbs. Those are numbers like Christian McCaffrey. Those are numbers like Bijan Robinson. Is Kenneth Gainwell, he's the number one back of this football team, or is Jalen Warren still looked at as the number one guy?
Yeah, I think it's a split. I think there's opportunities for Warren if he's hot that he could get a lot of carries. But man, Gainwell is the best free agent value of the season.
Yep.
If they gave that award to, like, who made the most out of their free agent, or who is the most valuable free agent signing in terms of what you paid? It's Kenneth Gainwell. I mean, what he's doing is, as Aaron brought up, you know, he's playing basically for vet minimum. He bet on himself. He's going to get paid. You do that on Monday night with all those eyes. You don't think there's like 29 teams watching and saying, I could use a little Kenny Gainwell, a little Kenny G music in our backfield. He was impressive.
To your point, Jeff, DK Metcalf getting paid $30 million a season. And I mean, his touchdown last night was spectacular, but he's got 808 yards on the season combined. Kenneth Gainwell has 783 yards, and he's making just slightly over $1 million. Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll keep going on the positive, but anytime you hear triceps and a guy's ruled out that quickly, like with Isaac Seumalo, I really worry. Do you share that worry, Jeff? And we'll hear obviously more from Mike Tomlin today.
Yeah, and I'll know more after Tomlin, because you know after that game there's so many storylines that I'll be honest, I didn't dig much into what Seumalo's injury was, and I didn't want to read too much into him leaving the game at 28-3. As
that's true.
All right, it's 28-3. Do we need to have him out there? This is a great opportunity to give Spencer some reps at guard. Like, let's be ultra cautious. But to your point, like those triceps, bicep, pec injuries, and he's already dealt with a pec injury this year. They're scary, but I'm not sure. We'll find out. And unfortunately, I think what Mike's going to say is none of the guys have been in, so I have no update on Seumalo. So we'll kind of have to see. But think about, well, it was fourth quarter, but that's one of the other unsung heroes of this game. Dylan Cook played well.
Definitely.
I mean, even the sacks that happened were more coverage sacks than busts by the offensive line. I mean, how about Dylan Cook, man? A former quarterback in college going out there in his first NFL start on Monday Night Football and balling out.
Jeff, were you surprised whenever they announced that Derek Hartman was inactive?
I was, because I didn't think he would play, you know, starter reps, but I thought he would be able to give them some reps just based on him being back at practice and seemingly moving around well Saturday over at the stadium. So I was a little surprised that he's not, but turned out to be the right decision, because now he gets another week and you're going to go up against – I mean, Miami is playing well and is physical. Detroit's physical.
Yes.
Like you could really use him healthier against the Lions on Sunday.
Jeff, Aaron Rodgers threw the ball a lot between the numbers. 17 out of 18, according to Next Gen Stats, for 172 yards and two touchdowns. Was this rogue Rodgers again? He talked after the Ravens game and said that first play to DK Metcalf was one that he and DK had talked about if the coverage had dictated it. Did we see a lot of that last night, do you think?
It's funny because when I was listening back to Aaron after he was done, and there was a second where I'm like, I'm surprised he didn't get a dig in about, hey, did you guys see the middle of the field? Or, man, we were throwing a lot to the middle. Oh, that middle was worn out by the end of the game. Some little comment to make you know that they use the middle of the field. Yeah, how about, I mean, there was they used tight ends like you'd want to see them use. I love that little quick pass to Freiermuth.
Yes.
That was a well-designed play. Aaron was on it. He threaded that needle to Metcalf for that touchdown. And, you know, and I'll quickly jump over to the defense. The thing that I love is the defense had a really good performance, only forcing one turnover. Like, they don't have to force five to be impressive.
You know, another guy that's impressive that the Steelers acquired is Kyle Duggar. I mean, he's a player, man, and just seems like the defense played on another level, that he was just back and just in the lineup. You talk about unsung heroes, and obviously Asante Samuel getting his first start and getting an interception. For the Steelers to take a chance on him after, you know, getting his neck fused or whatever. He obviously showed up yesterday. A lot of guys that they've signed, whether it was late, whether it was, you know, at the beginning of the season, really showed up. MVS obviously scoring a touchdown. It is, it's looking like a pro football team a little bit the last 2 weeks.
You're saying we found the island of misfit toys. And, you know, the Charlie in the Box and all of those toys that, yeah, these guys have come and found niches with this team. I don't know what New England's thinking with Duggar, because they made the Steelers defense better, you know, giving up basically nothing. So that was a really shrewd in-season move. I mean, it was desperation in a way, but man, the Steelers found the right guy, and man, these guys stepping up. I mean, how is it going to play out the rest of the year? I don't know, but in these last couple of games, they've had various guys step up that other teams didn't want. And I was happy for MVS. Let me tell you guys quickly in the locker room on Friday, like to tell you what MVS's quick impact. Guys were all at the locker and they're, you know, there was a team meeting coming up in like 2 minutes, and there were still offensive players in his position group that were in the locker room. And he gets out of his locker. He's like, all right, man, come on, let's go. We got a meeting. Let's get on this. It's a dude who's been there a month. And he's yelling through the room like, hey, come on, let's go. Like, that type of intangible is maybe something you wouldn't expect. You'd think, oh, MVS is just like, he's embraced this opportunity to play with Aaron again. And he's helping lead a room that over the last 5 years hasn't had a ton of leadership.
Dylan Cook, first start, was really good. Jonnu Smith, used a lot but not impactfully, scores a touchdown. Herbig was playing in Watt's stead, played well. Freiermuth, rarely used, had a good game. MVS, Skowronek, Gainwell, Connor Hayward, Asante Samuel Jr. all made an impact on the game, which is exactly what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
Jeff, what is the burning question on your mind for Mr. Tomlin today?
Oh, did you get any sleep? No, I mean, a lot of them were asked. I want to know more about Detroit, because I'm almost kind of on to Detroit and how they kind of backed that. Now it's two in a row. Like, do they feel like they've – what's turned this, and how do you keep this going in the right direction? And I want to mention quickly, I mean, I don't think that stuff that happened yesterday defensively happens without Patrick Queen playing downhill.
Yep.
And it was as good a tackling performance from that defense as we've seen in a while. And he had 9 solo tackles in that game against a running back that likes to get to the outside. And for the most, I think 15 yards was his longest run.
Yep.
I mean, they played some good D, but yeah, I might go and take a little nap and then think of another question for Mike.
Yeah, Jeff did the pregame show yesterday, covered the game in the locker room, now on with us, and this was obviously the biggest chore out of all of it. Jeff, thank you for your time, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
All right, thanks, boys.
Thanks,
enjoy
Jeff.
That nap. Oh, I'm going to curl up like a warm chocolate chip cookie whenever I get out of here.
Chocolate chip cookie, huh?
Oh, yeah. Of which I ate 8 on Saturday night.
Eight.
Yeah, I'm still recovering. We will get to the Steelers defense coming up next. That was the Hawk Report.
Caw.
The Hawk Report.
Caw.
Brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best golf store for all your Christmas gifts. We'll talk about that Steelers defense when we come back. The phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Do you believe the Steelers defense is actually starting to turn the corner? There's some signs. There's some reasons for optimism. We'll lay them all out for you when we come back, and we'll talk the ins on the phone lines. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here is a shot for Waddle, underthrown and picked off by Asante Samuel.
Has the Steelers defense turned the corner? That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Thought they played really well against Baltimore. Wheels started to come off late there, but they got a key fourth down stop in that game. And Alex Highsmith called game by sacking Lamar Jackson. In this one, Miami didn't move the ball until it was too late to move the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We still have people texting in, talking about Tomlin's cowardice and getting into their shell in the fourth quarter, and I can't believe that. I really can't. I think that's a lack of ball knowledge, with all due respect to the texters.
Yeah.
You're up by 25 points. There's 15 minutes left. If they want to catch the ball inside the numbers and you make the tackle, and they want to do that and take 6 minutes off the clock going down the field, you basically let them.
Yes.
It's not a big deal. The Steelers were at no point in danger of losing that football game. It is 7:24. Time to check out Nine Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township. I mean, this Dolphins team came in winners of four straight. They had put up 30 points on the Bills. They put up 30 points the last time out, and they had been averaging 26 points per game in this winning streak and 200 yards on the ground. The Steelers held them to 60 yards on the ground and just 15 points, and really even the 15 points was misleading. This after the Ravens game, I do think the Steelers defense, without Harmon, without Watt, without James Pierre, which is actually a big deal, I think they have started to turn the corner. Now, Detroit's a big challenge, and you're a 7-point dog already. I just looked. Whew. But I think this is the kind of defense you want to see them play in December, and so I got no qualms with the way that they're playing right now.
I don't. I mean, clearly they want to force turnovers, and they forced one yesterday. But, you know, as I said to Jeff and asked Jeff, I mean, guys like Kyle Duggar, I mean, just how he has transformed this defense into just being, you know, competitive at times. It's not great, but competitive at times is just, I feel like his presence was missed a little bit last week, even though they won a game against the Ravens.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's really played very good at the safety position. But, you know, hopefully you get Harmon back this week against the explosive Detroit Lions and see what you can do, because, you know, that's kind of my barometer. That's where I'm going to, you know, see which direction I'm going to go. I mean, I'm kind of leaning towards this team trending upwards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, me saying that I identified what they can do maybe in the playoffs, like I could see a clear picture of how they could win. But if you go up to Detroit and play a Lions team that's very desperate right now for a win, that can put 50 on you in a second, and you go up there and you play a competitive ball game, and if you win the game, then you know this. I'm going to start thinking that the Steelers are for real. I'm going to start to think that they're for real. But getting Harmon back, I think, is going to be massive in this next game.
It's massive. I expected him to play yesterday. I mean, we talked about it a lot in the morning, and he didn't. And the fact that they still were so sound in their rush defense, I think, is a really good sign. They need him because they don't have a ton of depth. But I thought that that was a massive step in the right direction. And it's so Jekyll and Hyde. Mm-hmm. I mean, against the Packers, they played good run defense. Against the Colts, they played good run defense. Against the Bears, they held them well below their average. But the last 2 weeks, it's been so bad. This was huge. And look, I know Tua stinks, and he does, especially when it's cold. He is not a good quarterback. He might be the worst consistent starting quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
Like, and what I mean by consistent is a guy that gets thrown out there week in and week out as the starter. he might be the worst. But their rush attack is one of the best in the NFL and has been these last 4 weeks. So I take nothing away from the Steelers' defense. Yeah, they made Tua beat them. Last 4 weeks, other teams haven't been able to do that. To the phones?
To the phones.
Michael, who's been waiting patiently in Columbus. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Michael.
Are you guys there?
Yes. If you could take us off speakerphone or turn your radio down, that'd be great. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, I just wanted to touch on the defense. First of all, happy Victory Tuesday. I thought Cam Hayward said it best after the game. The best defense is one that's on the bench. And you could tell those guys were fresh.
Great point.
I thought for the first time you saw guys flying around. The few plays that stand out, Pat Queen getting shot out of a rocket into the backfield, Ramsey and Peyton Wilson running down Tua, you know, in the backfield. I thought those plays stuck out because those guys just looked fresh. And I thought complimentary football was at, you know, its finest yesterday for the first time all year. So that's all I got. Looked good. Hopefully we can keep it going against the Lions.
Thank you, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers have lost the time of possession battle in darn near every game, if not every game this year. They won it yesterday, and the only reason that it was closer at the end of the day was because of the Dolphins' garbage time stuff. I mean, Steelers still held the ball for 33 minutes. The offense was on the field a ton, and Rodgers mentioned it after the game. They had 62 plays.
Yeah.
That's not something we're used to. It's had to be an offense that's bang for your buck. Now, part of that's because the offense hasn't extended drives. Another reason for that is because the defense hasn't been able to get off the field. But like the caller said, complimentary football. To our guy, Troy in Mount Washington. Troy, you were positive 3 weeks ago. You got to be on top of the world right now.
Here we go.
Steelers, here we go. Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Ho!
Now, I hate to say it, but you guys left the club at like 9:30. I mean, the week before the Ravens game, you guys left at 9:30, came back around the block, stopped somewhere else, saw there was a line, and you're like, hey, Doran, let's get back in line here. And you got to understand, the Dolphins played trash teams 4 weeks in a row, so that's why.
Yeah, three of the four. I mean, they did put 31 up on the
three
Bills.
Three of four is a lot, but the Bills was a long time ago, and we've seen the Bills struggle against the Dolphins for many years. But what I take away from yesterday is, like we talked about over the past couple weeks, this team is different after the Fire Tomlin chance. Doran, you asked me multiple times, why did it take them this long?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need something to really boost your team. And that Tomlin and them playing for Rodgers as well is something that boosted them. And obviously, if there's a team MVP at the end of the year, a lot of people are going to pick Aaron Rodgers. I was wrong about this guy, but Kenny Gainwell is a change of pace.
He's a dude, man.
He is someone that I thought he was slow at the beginning of the year. I thought he wasn't the same player he was in Philadelphia. And over the past four games, this is someone that needs to be in the lineup probably more than Jalen Warren moving forward.
I agree. And listen, Troy, I don't wait in lines. I go right to the front, and that's what I'm going to do with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't wait in lines. I go right in.
Thank you, Troy.
And I shake the hands of the people looking at the cards and the bouncers, and I'm like, all right. And they're like, all right, Doran.
Good. Double D
go
in.
And that's what I'm going to do with the Steelers. If they beat the Lions, if they beat the Browns, and they close the season out strong, and they host a playoff game against the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Buffalo Bills, I'm going to cut the damn line. I'm going to walk into the club. I'm going to be on board with the Steelers.
That must be nice.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm usually the guy who's not allowed in because I'm wearing sweatpants. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're going to keep talking about the Steelers' defense. Has it turned a corner? I'm starting to believe no Harmon, no Watt against a team that's been hot offensively, and really the coach, the quarterback, it seemed like they quit. The Steelers played so well that they made the Dolphins quit. And I know they scored garbage time touchdowns. Yeah, the coach didn't look all that interested late in that game. Also, Kenneth Gainwell, Steelers MVP? I think there's a more important question to ask about Kenny, and I think we're all going to be on the same page, so we'll do that too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Giving the defense some flowers this morning. Outstanding in the first half, dominant in the third quarter, negative 20 yards, Dorn, for the Dolphins in the third quarter yesterday.
Unreal.
And they just put the boots to them. And yeah, they moved the ball a little bit, garbage time. Who cares? I thought the play of the game, honestly, this might go under-discussed. I thought the play of the game, and I brought it up earlier, and a texter just brought it up, so I'll bring it up again, was first drive, Herbig, getting his ass blocked, pancaked.
On the ground, making the tackle.
On the ground, making the tackle of Achan. And if he doesn't make that tackle, Achan is back in Miami right now because he ran all the way there.
Yep.
Like, he was gone. He was going to score. And if he scores, all of a sudden, uh-oh, we can't stop the run.
Yep.
Now it's going to open things up in the play-action game. And it really could have gone a different way. So that's a hell of a play by the guy who was standing in for T.J. Watt. Hell of a player is that Kenneth Gainwell. Sign him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bring him back next year. If you got to pay him $10 million a season, do it. I can't believe trying to be positive today, but I can't believe that they have Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell, and they thought that they needed to use a third-round pick on Caleb Johnson, who has been such an afterthought, such a disappointment. It's just, that was a terrible pick. He might wind up being a good player, I guess. Like, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and it's probably a little too early to do that, but seems to me like he got the position on lock.
I mean, you expect, obviously, whenever you sign somebody, I mean, even for vet minimum, that they can pan out, but I don't think they expected Kenneth Gainwell to, quote-unquote, be the starting running back, the number one guy, I should say, at this point in the season. So, I mean, I understood why they took a running back in the draft.
And I liked it at the time. Yeah. I want to be...
I don't know. Like, I wasn't a fan of Caleb Johnson coming out. I feel like he scampers whenever he runs. He never had that breakaway speed.
Scampers?
Yeah, he's a scamper runner. He's not like an explosive runner. He's not a, you know.
He has 9 rushing yards.
So, I mean, he can pan out. And, you know, a year can do a huge difference for a player, especially from your rookie year to your second year. So we'll see. But it is what it is. I'd like the two-headed monster of Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell moving forward. I mean, that is... You know, those guys are your explosion.
Yes.
And, you know, both of them, I won't be surprised if maybe next week or the week after, if you see Jaylen Warren have a game like Kenneth Gainwell did last night.
Well, now his ass getting pushed. And I don't want to take anything away from Warren last night because he was dealing with the illness. And I think it was that stomach bug that's going around, yep. Which just sounds miserable. So yes. Good on him for playing and being able to shoulder some of that load. So, Kenneth Gainwell's got 783 total yards. I'm going to do some math here on the fly. Jaylen Warren has 292 receiving yards. Jaylen Warren has 685 rushing yards. That's 977 yards on the season for Jaylen Warren. Plus the 783 for Gainwell. They got almost 1,800 yards from the running back position, man. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that took me as long as it did. I went to WVU, only took one math class. Did not do well in math in high school, to the surprise of no one. 1,800 yards from your running backs through, what now, 13, 14 weeks?
Yep.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I'd like that to be the dynamic duo moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to slant it even more towards Kenneth Gainwell, he's got great hands.
Yes.
And Rodgers talked about in practice when they do the over-the-shoulder drills. He's got the best hands on the team,
yep.
Which I don't doubt. He had that one-handed catch, like three-finger catch,
yeah.
The swing pass last week. Pleasantly surprised, and that probably doesn't go far enough with what Kenneth Gainwell has brought to the table. Bill in West Mifflin?
Yes.
Hello, Bill.
Hello. Morning, fellas.
Good morning, buddy.
I'll just say I'm very happy because Pappy Rodgers and that team put me to sleep. What a snooze fest. I was more interested watching the Nutcracker this weekend than watching that game. And in the Steelers are the Detroit Lions, Miami Dolphins. It's going to be a whitewash. It's good. I'm glad you guys are optimistic, but that's a garbage team. Can't wait to see them the next year. You guys have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Bye.
Thanks, Bill.
That was the Grinch.
He is the Grinch.
The Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Bill. Nothing rhymed except for bad words, so discretion the better part of valor there. If you want to chime in with positivity or negativity, we'll take you at 412-928-9370.
But isn't this a game that people expect the Steelers to lose? Wasn't this the game last night that's like, oh, the Steelers, you know, you expect them to play down to their competition, the quote-unquote Tomlin loss, right? Like, you get the Miami Dolphins at home in December, it's cold, and the Miami Dolphins come in and beat you. Like, but that didn't happen.
Do I think the Steelers are going to beat the Lions? No, I do not. And neither does Vegas. They're a 7-point dog. That's a huge NFL spread. That being said, I'm not ruling it out. I'm not. They beat the Patriots. They beat the Colts. They beat the Ravens on the road when they had just got demolished by the Buffalo Bills. I'm not going to sit here and say the Steelers can't go to Detroit, a team that's got their own problems right now, and win the game. And you know what? That's a compliment from me. You go out there, you're a huge underdog, take your swings.
Yeah.
I expect a competitive football game.
Right.
And if they play a competitive football game against an NFC opponent and lose, I don't think I'm going to come in here on Monday and crush them.
I won't.
I don't.
I will not. If they're competitive, no way.
Especially depending on what the Ravens do. Like, if the Ravens lose against New England, all you're going to have to do is beat Cleveland, and they lose on the road in Green Bay, and you win the division. Like, I'm really satisfied with where the Steelers are right now. It's a meandering road, a winding road to get here. But you know what? They're in the driver's seat to win the AFC North. And that win yesterday was significant because even if, and they won't, I don't think, even if they lost the next two, you tighten up them those chin straps, you put a little more air in the helmet, you beat the Baltimore Ravens week 18, you're AFC North champions. Mm-hmm. It's a massive swing game for Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And because they've played as well as they have these last 2 weeks, and I think they have, they're playing their best football, I'm not ruling out them going to Detroit and winning. I'm not going to pick them, I don't think.
No.
But I'm not going to rule it out.
I'll take the points.
I would take the points.
Yeah, I'll take the points.
Going to hand out some game balls coming up next. Trey Essex, yeah, baby, going to join us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. One of the game balls may just have to go to the fans. I'll explain. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. The Steelers victorious. The Steelers remain a game up on the Ravens in the AFC North. And we're giving out game balls. We'll give out our first game ball to you. You sickos. You absolute freaks. Bubba went to the game last night.
Uh-huh.
Amanda went to the game.
Uh-huh.
My brother-in-law.
Yep.
Jocelyn, who's a big fan of the show, who texted in yesterday, she went.
Yep.
65,663 people showed up, and it was the best Steelers crowd of the season, bar none. Because those are the sickos. Those are the diehards. The mm-hmm. people who can't probably go, who, hey, I can get in for $20. I'm going. I thought they were loud. They made an impact.
Yes.
But more than that, the last home game prior to this one, I think that has served to be a galvanizing kind of deal for the Steelers locker room. I really do. The head coach is getting called out by Steelers Nation, and it pissed guys off. And I think that mattered. I really do. Now, you got to go out there and make plays, and the tangible is obviously more important than the intangible. But I think that this has been a circle the wagons kind of situation for these guys.
I agree. Yeah, game ball to the fans for sure for showing up.
Because you're sick.
Night.
Intern Dom's there. His water's freezing.
Yeah.
You couldn't have paid me to go to that.
I mean, how many people showed up? I mean, what was the weather against the Raiders?
A couple years ago. It was colder. It was real field temperatures under under zero.
Yeah.
My cousin was there. He said he looked like the Michelin man, which is what you got to do. Drink a little fireball. Let's give out some game balls to players, though.
Okay.
They are the ones who are on the field.
I got to go with Dylan Cook.
Yep.
I got to go with Dylan Cook. And I'll definitely talk to Trey about this and the offensive line as a whole. But Dylan Cook getting his first start, as Jeff said, he was a quarterback in college. A guy that I heard his name come up a bunch of times during training camp. I really did. That, having a good training camp, a guy that's kind of like, behind the scenes, but could be a solid depth piece, which clearly he has been. Andrus Peak getting the concussion last week, and obviously Broderick Jones on IR. Dylan Cook goes in last week with his first ever appearance in the NFL game. Kind of holds it down, right? He holds it down last week. This week he gets his first start. Holds it down. I got to give it to my man Dylan Cook. Got to give it to the young offensive lineman. And
yes.
This line, moving forward, I mean, the max, I think, years is 3 years. If Spencer Anderson does start, I think he's a third-year guy. Not a starter, kind of a swing, just offensive lineman.
If he takes Samalu's place,
he'll be the veteran on the offensive line. And he has, two starts in his career, maybe?
Boy, I hope Samalu's okay, though. They're so much better with him in there.
Oh, absolutely. He's having a good year.
And with the triceps, Jeff made a good point. It was 28-3 when he got hurt, so maybe it's just being careful. I hope that's the case.
I hope.
When you hear triceps for a trench player.
And especially a guy that has had pec issues.
It's not good.
It's all connected, yeah.
Not good. Especially then when you consider what the left side of the line would look like look like moving forward. Kenneth Gainwell needs to get a game ball. I'll go with the obvious one. 20 touches for $126, 80 rushing yards. He broke one open that ESPN Stats and Info said, what was it, a 38-yard run. He got 35 yards more than expected on that carry. You've talked about his balance.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't go down.
Nope.
Like, not only does he have great hands, not only does he have good make a guy miss stuff, but he's actually tough to get down because of that balance, man.
I mean, he's
contact balance, Doran.
He's running people over too. He's stout. He's a lot thicker than he looks on TV. He's a really good
shot
all-around
thick?
Back. Yeah, he's thick. Mm. He's thick. Another game ball I'm going to give to is Asante Samuel Jr. That play wasn't just a routine interception. You know, he had to work for that in a way that he had to twist his body around and kind of, you know, baseball turn and locate the ball in the air and then to complete it and execute the interception, I thought was great in his first start as a Pittsburgh Steelers coming off of a neck injury, getting his opportunity. And, you know, he was a sought-out free agent at the time, and the Steelers ended up getting him. But, you know, that play, I was listening to Troy Aikman break it down. He was like, usually there's somebody that controls the flat to put the corner in a bind. And Asante Samuel Jr. realized that nobody was in the flat, so he didn't have that. He didn't have to be in that midway point, and he knew that there was a route behind him, and he kind of turned around and located the ball, and it was just like almost impeccable defensive back mastery there.
He had great coverage on the Waller touchdown too. The unfortunate part is he's his size and Waller's his size.
Yep.
But I thought the coverage was good, and Mike Tomlin said after the game, Asante Samuel Jr., we were thrilled to get him because he's a global starter, and if he's healthy, he's a global starter. He'd start for every team in the NFL.
Yeah.
He, or at least being, I mean, if you include slot corners, 100%. And all of a sudden, they got some depth there at corner. You'd like to get Pierre back for this upcoming game, but I'm feeling pretty good about the secondary. Am I allowed to say that?
Wait, Joey Porter Jr., did he have a penalty?
I don't believe that he did.
Wow.
He almost had a pick at the end, which I was rooting for because his dad got honored as a Hall of Honor guy and swore all over ESPN prior to the game, which was just perfectly on brand for Joey Porter. We could talk to Trey about some of those guys, too. He's going to join us, Trey Essex, at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm going to give one more game ball out. I'm going to give it to Cam Hayward. I mean, Patrick Queen was great. Aaron Rodgers, great. But I thought Cam Hayward was really stout against the run, and he got himself a sack. And it hasn't been the best year for Cam, but they needed to be stout against the run. He was really the ringleader there. And linebackers make plays when defensive linemen are doing their job, and he did his job, and then some without Derek Harmon next to him, without T.J. Watt on the other side. So give some flowers to one Cameron Hayward. All right. Coming up next, Trey Essex, two-time Super Bowl champion, going to join the show to break down what he saw in last night's game. Looking forward to that. We very rarely get to talk to him the day after the game, so that'll be fun. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Oh, my gosh. Get out the bikinis. Get out the Daisy Dukes, Thorin. High of 34 today. Woo! Tomorrow, high of 42.
Nice.
Might open the pool.
There we go.
Be at your place. Maybe smoke up a brisket.
That'd be nice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.